The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattullo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Memorial Day weekend, we're out of New York, but around the United States of America, we remember all those lives lost and the heroes and heroines who put their lives on the line and more, sacrificed their lives for us for the freedoms that we enjoy in this country. That's why it always, you know, I think about it and it makes me so patriotic, you know, and when we come on the radio and we talk to you and we get attacked here, attacked there, everybody's fighting within, you know, and then a virus hits us for crying out loud, and you go like, oh man, what is going on here? Especially during 2020. You know what? We will stand fast. You know, we will remember those who put their lives, gave their lives for our freedoms, and we're not going to sacrifice. It makes us fight even harder. And the more they attack us, and the more the folks who don't get it in this country go up against us, it strengthens our resolve. It makes us even more patriotic. I'm telling you, it's the way I feel about my religion too, man. Because it, Joe, your faith is strong. I tell you what, you keep attacking me, I'll put that cross of Christ right in your face. I swear to goodness gracious, it makes me, you know what I mean? Is that a Jersey attitude? Is it like, what, are you kidding me? Oh, they don't want to acknowledge it. They don't want to have prayer. They don't want to have this. On the whole left, you know, I just feel no patriotism, no belief in this country like you and I believe in. So, I may be wrong. There may be some in the old days, the Democrats actually had some love of country. I'm not feeling that these days, just not feeling it, but we have it. And that's all that counts. And we will prevail. I swear to God, we will prevail. And then, you know how we're back to normal. Now, of course, there's a shooting at a naval air station. So, here we go again, you know. Authorities believe terrorism was the cause, and this was in behind the shooting at a naval air base in Texas. So that again, the FBI says the suspect was shot to death yesterday. It was Naval Air Station Corpus Christi after the person shot a Navy police officer. Officer taken to the hospital and released. Thank God. FBI and police are looking for a potential second suspect, but declined to release more details. And they're saying they're calling this a terror shooting. Correct, Frankie Fibros?
Yes, that's what the FBI is saying. Yeah.
Unbelievable. So here we go. Here we go. Stand strong because they will try to take, they're trying to take the country away. And I'm so convinced, I don't want to even hear it, and forgive me, that this virus wasn't like manipulated. It got out of Wuhan accidentally, but it wasn't manipulated to cause the problems that it's causing. We will bring the world to its knees. You know, and that's what they've done. But we ain't going down. I ain't going down. You're not going down.
And I will tell you, Joe, when I read this story, when I saw this story, my first reaction was that this was going to be another situation like what we saw in Florida, where Saudi nationals that the American military is training chose to become jihadists. But a base spokeswoman said yesterday that no Saudi nationals were training at this particular naval installation. The only foreign trainees on the base were two from the Netherlands and nine from Italy. So if people are listening to this and hearing this for the first time and they have the same reaction that I did, that apparently is not the case here. No Saudi nationals training.
If five barrels, why do we train the Saudis at naval air station? I mean, do we really have to do that?
Don't get me started, Joe. I'm no fan of the Saudi government at all.
Come on to our military bases. Absolutely. Put this weapon in your hand.
Joe, we can go down the list. I mean, you want it how Saudi Arabia treats its own people, let alone people in other countries, it's a big problem. You want to talk about the material support they've provided to Al-Qaeda and ISIS over the years? You want to talk about how they murdered an American resident journalist, Jamal Khashoggi? You want to talk about how this is a country that still executes people for things like sorcery? You want to talk about the fact that it's a country where it's a crime to be gay? You want to talk about it's a country that gave us 16 of the 19 hijackers that flew the planes into September 11th?
What happened with that?
11th?
Any reparations on that?
It's so funny. The only time President Obama had one of his vetoes overturned by Congress was Congress, in a bipartisan manner, people like Peter King working with people like Chuck Schumer, passed a law allowing victims of terrorism to sue governments, to sue foreign governments.
How'd that work out, Frank?
Well, so Barack Obama vetoed it. Right. And which is amazing. Amazing. And then the Congress, to their credit, they overturned the veto. But we've still seen, whether it's the 9/11 report done by Congress or the 9/11 Commission report, we've seen nothing but obfuscation and delay on the part of the Saudi government in terms of cooperating with our inquiries on this. It's really disconcerting how it doesn't matter who's president, Republican, Democrat, whomever, they are so willing to bend over backwards to the Saudi royal family. And it's really, really disconcerting.
The problem was, if you want to overturn a veto, you got to go to an Italian guy. And then
you got to get a Carmine or a Mario.
Then you overturn veto, which they have experience with, but not politicians, I think. Inexcusable. Just inexcusable. But we will get, so help me God, we will get it. And then when you get a president, like President Trump, who really, with his heart, believes in the country, and I just go through the news before, and I get so disheartened because, my gosh, they just go after him. But I remember on SNL, you guys were kids. I remember I was on SNL, and I was doing Ronald Reagan, and I was a Democrat, and we would have fun with Ronald Reagan. They used to go after Ronald Reagan in a big way. But you're thinking historically, Frankie, as you study this, and you're an astute student of politics, that it was nothing like this, you're saying, because I remember them being really tough on the Gipper, by the way.
They were tough. And you know what? They should be tough on everybody. The difference is, and again, that's why I can't recommend this Ben Smith piece enough. The difference is
where is that again?
That's
Frankie?
In the New York Times, which is amazing. And it really
grudgingly he may read.
No, he goes through all of Ronan Farrow's reporting. The hero of the Me Too movement.
Frank Sinatra's son.
I'm pretty suspicious of that.
The kid looks exactly like the old man. I'm sorry. Doesn't he?
They look a little bit alike. He also looks a lot like Woody when Woody was this age, right?
Fair enough.
You know, so Ronan Farrow wrote a story about...
You don't believe it for a second. And every time you mention his name, you're laughing.
You think he is Frank Sinatra's son, Joe?
Oh.
You do?
I mean,
Can we spend an hour on this? I mean, let's get somebody. I don't buy it.
I think this is something that he and his mother trumped up primarily for publicity, but secondarily for to insult Woody. If that is the case, you would have thought she would have said something at the time of the custody battles that they were having. You know what Ronan Farrow's original name was?
It's a great thing to say in a fight, you know. And Frank Sinatra's the real father. Yeah, that's a good thing. Oh, not again. No, if that doesn't get you right out, in a fight,
I don't buy it at all. You know, but Ronan Farrow, whose original name was Satchel, by the way, got renamed when he was,
right,
I think, six
after
or seven
Satchel
years old.
Page, right.
Yeah. But so Ronan Farrow wrote this story about how a civil servant noticed that records about Michael Cohen, who, of course, was Donald Trump's lawyer, released from prison yesterday, mysteriously vanished from a government database in the spring of 2018. Farrow quotes all these anonymous sources as saying he was so concerned about records disappearance that he leaked other financial records to the media to sound an alarm about Michael Cohen's financial activities. Now, this story, you remember at the time, we covered it at the time, it set off a frenzied reaction. MSNBC called it shocking. Rachel Maddow described it as a meteor strike. The only problem is 2 years after this story was published, almost none of it is true. Right. So according to prosecutors, according to court documents, the Treasury Department, they say the records on Michael Cohen never went missing. Now, how could The New Yorker and Ronan Farrow have published this story without any corroboration whatsoever and without any facts? Because the so many in the media, including these so-called objective publications, they're not interested in facts. They're interested in lowering their own journalistic standards if it means smearing Trump. Now, Ben Smith is not a Trump guy. They're the one, when he was at BuzzFeed, they're the ones that published the Steele dossier. But he points out how if you look at Ronan Farrow's reporting and if you compare it to the actual facts, so little of it holds up.
Yeah, very true. Frankie, you're as long as you follow it like that. But I still think that Frank Sinatra's the dad. I think so. It's a great story.
A lot about Mia Farrow because she was with, if he is Sinatra's son, you know, she was with Woody at the time that Ronan Farrow was conceived. So I think it says a lot about her character that she would sire another man, she would cheat on her longtime partner.
So that's the timeline. You're right. Yeah. But how do you resist the old man? I mean, it's Frank Sinatra. I mean, you understand that, It's like you can't. And maybe it's more Frank Sinatra than her. But it's all rumor, and we're being very, very lighthearted. Please don't take it to heart. Hey, Joe of the radio, 877-970-2990. We do have a good show.
Woody covers that in his new biography, by the way. The issue of whether or not Ronan Farrow might be Frank Sinatra's son.
Hey, can I do this on a Friday 7:16 right now? And we stand by because we got a lot to get into in the show. That is it okay to say Woody Allen's a great director or do you I'm afraid to say anything. Everything's the politics of it all. Can you say that now?
Why can't you? He is a great director.
Because he's been accused of these ghastly, these ghastly things that we don't know are true or not.
As a director, he's great. As a parent, you leave that up to your own opinion.
But you know what?
As a director,
his son, Moses Farrow, has a lot of great things to say about him as a parent, right? It's funny, Joe. You know what the number one movie, according to the box office, in the world right now is?
I have no idea.
It's a Woody Allen movie called A Rainy Day in New York. It has topped the global box office because in the few countries that actually have movie theaters open, like South Korea, they're showing A Rainy Day in New York, which we have not seen here in America.
That's great. That's great.
His movie is number one in the world right now.
But I hesitate. I just hesitate to give credit because of the personal life. You don't want to say anything, but one of my favorite films, if not my favorite film, is Broadway Danny Rose. This was one of the great films of all time. And if you get a chance, you want to binge watch, we'll talk to Jeffrey about this. But, that's Woody Allen.
Into this discussion all the time, is how do you separate the art from the artist, right? I mean, Bill Cosby, one of my favorite comedic actors of all time, one of my favorite stand-ups. He's in prison right now might have been released, for sexual assault. Does that mean all the episodes of The Cosby Show aren't funny? O.J. Simpson, I believe, is probably a murderer. He's also one of the great running backs of all time and was terrific in Naked Gun. Gary Glitter, his song Rock and Roll Part 2 is played literally every day and at every sporting event.
What did he do?
He's a sex offender. He's in prison for sex assault right now. So does that mean we shouldn't listen to Rock and Roll Part 2? I don't know. I don't know the answer to these questions. Charlie Chaplin had a lot of unsavory relationships with young women as well. Does that mean we shouldn't watch his movies? Kevin Spacey, now that we know what we know about his relationships with young men, does that mean his movies shouldn't be watched?
I know, but young men. He liked men, and when they were legal. Not to defend Kevin Spacey, but really, what did he do again? You forget. Lives are ruined. Was it that egregious what he did? I'm just asking.
Well, that's a good question,
Frankie.
And I don't know know that we could tackle that in the 40 seconds we have to go before the traffic. But in the case of Woody, unlike in the case of Kevin Spacey or Harvey Weinstein, it's basically just one incident he's accused of. You know, it's not as if there's a series.
And we're not defending anybody. I'm just asking. Yeah, yeah.
And
just,
by the way, I have no idea of knowing what the truth is. Only Woody Allen and, you know, presumably the other people involved have an idea of knowing what the truth is. But do you know Mia Farrow's brother is right now in prison for child sex abuse?
No.
Right. So you never hear about that. Mia Farrow, who I think is a great actress, by the way, in
Frank's
her own
on
right.
fire this morning. Man. Now, these facts.
Notice I haven't interrupted him.
Yeah. See what happened? Yeah. You see what happened? On an interruption-free morning, you see what people are learning? People are off the ballot. People are in prison. You know what movie's at the top of the global box office. But
to
Joe,
the audience, you're welcome.
Yeah, thank you. Joe, honestly, Mia Farrow, who is so quick to paint Woody Allen as a child sex abuser, the media never mentions that the uncle of the hero of the Me Too movement, the uncle of Ronan Farrow, is in prison for child sex abuse. I find that very interesting.
Look at this. And I was going to talk about the G7. Why bother? I mean, really, this is much more interesting. Frankie Five Boroughs, Joe Piscopo on the radio, Sheriff Sean Golden, and coming up, Susie's on the roads right now for Debbie Duhaime on AM 970, The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
We have sunny skies and 57 in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. Boy, all week long, it's been busiest in the boroughs. That's what we have now. It's a stall bus on the Gowanus northbound at 38th Street, right lane out on the northbound Gowanus. An accident on the Bruckner southbound at the Deegan has the left lane out. Here's an accident on the Grand Central westbound near Union Turnpike that has one lane out. Alternate side is back in effect today, and an accident on the FDR southbound near 71st Street. One lane out on the southbound FDR. It is solid from the lower 100s right into the 70s. George Lincoln and Holland each 5 minutes apiece. Checking your forecast for today, some sun this morning, showers this afternoon with a high of 73 degrees. That spotty rain continues tonight down to 60 in the city. Holiday weekend, Saturday rainy with a high of 67. Sunday and Monday, partly sunny each day with a high of 68. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerone on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
State Farm is announcing the Good Neighbor Relief Program.
We're returning $2 billion to our auto policyholders through May 31st.
Because now, more than ever, being a good neighbor means everything. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Dennis Prager sees power out of control.
They really can do anything. That is clear. The left can get away with anything. To do what a leftist wants, which is to increase the power of government and think that you're saving lives while you're doing it, you're entering the realm of pure joy, of ecstasy.
The Dennis Prager Show, weekdays at 1, right before Sebastian Gorka at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
IBM will be reducing its staff, though it's not revealing how many people will be laid off. The Wall Street Journal says it's believed to involve several thousand workers. It's the first job cuts at IBM since the new CEO Arvind Krishna took over. Swiss drug company Roche is buying Stratos Genomics, a U.S.-based business that'll help Roche to sequence DNA for testing. Terms of the deal weren't revealed. Roche says together they'll develop a system that combines electronic and biological systems for fast, flexible, and cost-effective clinical diagnostic testing. Not going outside much? You apparently don't need a luxury raincoat. Burberry Group says its sales were down 27% in the recent quarter. Burberry says it was expecting an even larger sales drop. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosilda. Invested in you.
The big media is at war with President Trump. Now, Newsmax TV reveals the media's dangerous agenda. Watch Newsmax TV and see shows with Chris Salcedo, Sean Spicer, and Greg Kelly as they expose the fake news. Newsmax TV is America's fastest-growing cable channel on DirecTV, Xfinity, Dish, Spectrum, Optimum, Cox, Fios, UVerse, Suddenlink, MediaCom, WOW, Armstrong, CenturyLink, and more. Just check your channel guide. Everyone is talking about Newsmax TV, so watch it today.
Given the times, you're probably not booking your summer corporate events yet, but when things open back up, what could be better than fresh, salty air aboard a beautiful yacht? Take your next corporate event up a notch with a first-class experience aboard the Atlantis luxury private yacht. The Atlantis is an impeccably designed three-deck mega yacht with two state-of-the-art bars, a magnificent dining room with a large dance floor, immaculate restrooms, and a gorgeous upper deck. Plenty of room to social distance. The perfect place to watch the sunset behind the Statue of Liberty and take in the breathtaking skyline views. Food and service are excellent. Guests can board at several locations throughout the tri-state area. Fully insured, Coast Guard certified. The perfect venue for corporate events, weddings, anniversaries, reunions, retirement parties, birthdays, bar mitzvah, bat mitzvahs, you name it. Call New York Cruises to schedule a private viewing of the Atlantis. 212-633-1231. Mention AM970 The Answer for 10% off your booking. This is a special offer. Given the times, consider booking now to save later. 212-633-1231 or visit NewYorkCruises.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-555-2085. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-555-2085. 800-555-2085.
Take AM970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio, what's on everyone's mind right now? Their health, and believe it or not, there are actually other infectious diseases out there wreaking havoc on so many lives. I got another one for you, something to worry about other than COVID-19, by the way. May is Lyme Disease Awareness Month. And Dr. David Younger, author of the best-selling book, The Autoimmune Brain, A Five-Step Plan, is here to help. Every Saturday for the month of May, Dr. Younger will address a medical issue that affects millions of individuals, Lyme disease. From ongoing physical symptoms to debilitating neurological impairments, Dr. Younger is the man you need to listen to when it comes to this. He really is brilliant. He's amazing, Dr. Younger. I've known him for years, and he knows Lyme disease better than anybody. He's an immunologist. He understands what affects your body like that. You got to tune in to hear the personal stories of those affected by this terrible disease and how they overcame it with the help of Dr. Younger. Be sure to tune in tomorrow, okay? 3 p.m. for Talking Medical with Dr. Younger right here on AM 970, The Answer.
It's the Friday Funnies on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
I come from the very Italian house, the plastic furniture you couldn't sit on house. Did anybody have the museum house? Oh, towels you could never touch. China that no one's ever going to use. Everything in this house is for a special occasion that hasn't happened yet. My mother's waiting for the Pope to show up for dinner one night. With Sinatra.
Expect more laughs on the Joe Piscopo Show.
That's the great Ray Romano. Always funny. Hey, it's Piscopo in the morning, 727. A little Jersey music for the sheriff right here. Sheriff Sean Golden is doing a great job. One of the really great law enforcement folks in the great state of New Jersey. Monmouth County Sheriff. Hey, Sheriff Sean, welcome back to the show, my brother. Great to have you here always.
Hey, Joe, appreciate it on this upcoming Memorial Day weekend. What's better than the Jersey Shore, right?
You're right, and I know you got your hands full. And before we get there, Sheriff, you were the first person to bring attention to the nursing home tragedy in New Jersey, and you were the man, and I've quoted you many, many times since then. This was early on. If you're listening, Sheriff Sean Golden said, why are COVID patients going into the VA homes? Why aren't they on the U.S. Navy ship, the Comfort? Why aren't they at the Jacob Javits Center? You were right. You were the first person to say that, Sheriff Golden. So God bless you for that.
It's something that we saw in Monmouth County here. You know, we were essentially from an emergency management perspective, told to stand down that the Department of Health is going to handle the long-term care centers. And it turned into a disaster, right? From that order, and I believe Governor Cuomo did the same thing in New York, they ordered sick, positive individuals back into the LTCs, the long-term care centers. And the result has been a disaster. It's been a tragedy. It's really incompetence at work and something that will need to be independently investigated by, you know, a number of, I know the Senate and the Assembly here in New Jersey are putting together a committee to investigate, and I certainly am volunteering to be one of the first to testify in the fact that there was not only that order, but then there was no PPE gear following those positive cases that were to be transferred back to the nursing homes. And then, as you said, there was no use of triage and transport to what was readily available and cost millions of dollars on the USS Comfort and our field hospitals that have a total of 47 people in three multi-million-dollar field hospitals. So even if you weren't going to use the field hospitals, why not take the medical strike teams and bring them into the long-term care center, right? So there was a lot of decisions that were not made, some bad decisions along the way. And as a result, we have 5,000 plus that have perished, over 130 beds, which we'll remember this Memorial Day. And Joe, just to give you an idea, we just received the testing kits on Wednesday for the long-term care centers. 9 weeks in, we distributed to our 63 care centers here in Monmouth from the state. But you can expect over the weekend, they'll do testing in the long-term care centers. And let me make a footnote. Those testing kits just arrived for the care centers. The inmates in our state prisons were tested last weekend, right? So we know where the priorities are, right? But you'll see a spike, and the spike won't be from the Memorial Day beaches, Joe. That's what I'm saying. You'll see a spike in positives. You'll see a spike in positives after Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah.
But it won't be footnoted. It won't be designated in the governor's report. But it'll certainly, there'll be more positives, but it's not from our beaches.
It'll be, this is interesting. And Sheriff, just to be clear, because you in law enforcement, as Monmouth County Sheriff, you knew what was going on. You knew that you can't bring COVID patients, just going back to what we originally started talking about here, Sheriff Golden.
Sure.
And then you said you can't put COVID-19 into a VA home or a nursing home. It'll spread like wildfire. And again, I don't want to make it political, Sheriff.
Even if you were going to do that, Joe, you would need to create isolation wards, right? And then either triage and isolate.
Common sense.
Individual. Common sense. The individual that were sick. We were prepared to rent local hotels that were shut down to create, you know, COVID-free floors that we could transport the healthy to. There was a number of options that could have been exercised county by county, but the fact is, the emergency planners were left out of all of this, right? And this has turned into a disaster in our long-term care centers.
Sheriff Sean Golden, ahead of the game there. Boy, if they would just listen. I don't understand why. So tell us about, you think it's going to spike because of the tests that will be going on?
Just as the testing occurred in the prisons this past week, you're going to see some numbers increase, right? Because you'll discover more positive cases that have been asymptomatic. And we're sure that's going to be the case in the long-term care centers. The testing kits just came. We distributed them yesterday. There'll be testing going on over the weekend. Those reports will come early next week after Memorial Day. And it'll show, I'm pretty sure it'll show a spike, knowing the data. But you have to make the footnote about where those positive tests are coming from. People need to be informed. Everyone has to make informed decisions here, right? You can't have fear driving decisions. It has to be information and analytics driving decisions. And the data isn't presented that way. The data is presented, we have an increase in more cases. We have more deaths.
It doesn't
say where they're from, doesn't say whether they're hospitalized, doesn't give us how many have recovered. In our county, for instance, Joe, 622,000 people, less than 1% tested positive for COVID, 7,600 out of 622,000 people. The death rate, 0.02 outside of the long-term care centers.
Wow.
So, people have to make informed decisions, and that's why we want people to go out to our beautiful parks and our beaches. Just use caution.
Yeah, it's so true. And before we get to the beaches, I know how busy it's going to be for you down there, Sheriff, but we heard there was a bit of an uptick in 911 calls following the release of all these inmates from prison. Is that true?
Yeah, so, we have repeat offenders, Joe, and, you know, I've been tracking this, and we're going to put out a list in Monmouth County of all our repeat offenders. I just was told by my corrections staff there's yet another one that came in this past week. With a gun charge, no less. So, you know, we're going to keep track. We're going to post all those statistics about the people that we released, at least from our Monmouth County jail. And, you know, it's something that, again, everybody needs to be aware of. And the fact is, yes, there's 42 inmates that have perished. There is six, I believe, in the state correction system, six employees. And our brave correctional officers, three of them, lost their lives. God bless them and their families. But that pales in comparison to what is happening in the long-term care centers and the VA nursing homes.
Yeah, and now Memorial Day weekend, beaches are open. Governor Murphy opened the beaches. Sheriff Golden, what do people need to keep in mind in terms of safety and regulations that might be different from the ordinary? Huh?
So as you know, our Jersey Shore is awesome. It's the gem of New Jersey, and we kick off Memorial Day weekend. Listen, it's... the county developed a great website, Joe, at visitmonmouth.com. Know before you go. It culminates every municipality and their rules, whether their bathrooms are open, whether they're not, whether the boardwalk is open, whether it's not, whether they're selling daily beach badges or seasonal beach badges. All that information is co-located on Know Before You Go on our Monmouth County website. Because, as you know, we have 22 towns along the coast, and they all do a little bit different when we talk about our beaches. So whether lifeguards are on duty or not, all that information will be on the Know Before You Go website. And we encourage anyone that's coming to visit Jersey Shore to check out that site and just be cautious, right? Make sure bring the mask with you. Do you need the mask sitting on the beach? No, certainly don't wear it swimming. But if you're going up to the bathroom and or to get a slice of pizza at the restaurant, you wear the mask to make others feel comfortable, right? And I will say this, and maybe I'll leave it here, Joe, is listen, if our students can be 6 feet apart, right, on the boardwalk and beaches, they can do so on a football field and enjoy their graduation moment as they should.
Yeah, amen. Amen to that. Sheriff Sean Golden, before we let you go, Sheriff, I got to ask you, there's been a great deal of opposition to Governor Murphy's executive orders to keep businesses closed. We're seeing more businesses in New Jersey defy the governor and reopen anyway. And I feel so bad for you, Sheriff, because you do such a great job down there. And then you've got to say to your officers, oh, close this guy down like what happened down at the gym in Belmore. I mean, that's a tough job for you. How do you draw the line?
First of all, I want to commend the Belmar officers. They did a good job of keeping the situation calm. They don't want to be in the middle of this, really. Law enforcement does not want to be in the middle of this dynamic that we have between. And we're small business driven, 93% in Monmouth County, and we are we have our business owner, rightfully so, clamoring to open up. There is no reason why you can't get your nails or hair done if you're both masked up and wearing gloves. There's just no reason, right? They can take the proper precautions to do that. Same thing with outdoor dining. I mean, this is, the outdoor dining is going on down in the South and Florida and the like. But the law enforcement does not want to be in the middle of these what can be contentious situations about, you know, citations and arrests. Common sense has to be applied here. The gym owner, I mean, there's healthy people there. The health department spent more time closing down the gym, I bet, down there than they did in the long-term care facilities trying to get these things straightened out.
Oh, well said, Sheriff Sean Golden. Sheriff, thanks.
On this Memorial Day weekend, Joe, I want to remember all of the veterans, 130-plus, that perished in just two VA nursing homes. We have three, but the 130 perished in just two VA nursing homes, and we're going to remember them on this Memorial Day weekend.
God bless you, Sheriff Sean Golden, and great, great job always, and thanks for being there. Thank you for your service, sir. Sheriff Sean Golden,
Stay safe out there, everyone.
Yes, sir. We'll see you soon, sir. As Sheriff Sean Golden, just doing a great job. A very common sense law enforcement official who's doing a great job in Monmouth County as the Monmouth County Sheriff. Piscopo in the morning. Pat LaFrade is coming up. Commissioner James Hendon as well from the New York City Department of Veterans. We got a big announcement coming up at 8 o'clock. You don't want to miss that. Right now, Big Al standing by with the headline news right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
58 degrees at 7:38. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. New Jersey Republicans and four small businesses, are suing the governor over a stay-at-home order, saying there is no rational basis for the Democratic governor to close businesses based on the services they provide. Doug Steinhardt of the New Jersey Republican State Committee says classifying a business as essential and non-essential means your neighbor can make a living and you can't. Businesses in the suit include a Cape May County brewery, a Sussex County barber, and a Somerset County horse trainer. New York City beaches closed for swimming this holiday weekend but open to surfing. Mayor de Blasio facing some criticism for sending confusing messages, though, in a last-minute decision to allow surfers in the water. Sources tell the Post the NYPD does not anticipate forcing anyone out of the water or enforcing going into the water unless it's related to criminal activity. Parks Department's officers will be out enforcing social distancing measures that will be in place on the sand and boardwalks. Meantime, the MTA is discouraging riders from using mass transit to get to the beaches, saying the service is meant for essential workers during the pandemic. Stuck in traffic, Susie Cerrone's got the answer.
Sunny skies and 57 in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. Busy in the boroughs. An accident on the FDR southbound south of 71st Street. One lane out. The FDR southbound barely moving from the RFK on down. I'd avoid that. A stalled bus in Brooklyn on the Gowanus north, but at 38th Street, that's in the right lane. Accident in Queens on the Grand Central westbound near Union Turnpike. That has one lane out. And a crash on the Bruckner southbound at the Deeg, and that is in the left lane. Again, for today, alternate side back in effect. 5 minutes at the George Lincoln and Holland Garden State Parkway. Okay, not so good. 287 North and exit 37 to 39 roadwork. Just two lanes get by. No problems on the New York State Thruway. Your forecast. Well, we're seeing some sun now. We won't this afternoon. Showers this afternoon with a high of 73. Spotty rain tonight. 60 in the city. Saturday rainy and 67. Sunday and Monday partly sunny each day with a high near 68. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Boys and Girls Clubs in New Jersey are committed to doing whatever it takes for youth, families, and communities. Kids need us now more than ever, and clubs have responded with innovative programs to meet their needs. But we need your help. When clubs reopen, they'll need to help kids get back on track to overcome learning loss and restore a sense of safety. Clubs will play a role in rebuilding communities and preparing youth for future success. Please support the Boys and Girls Clubs COVID-19 Relief Fund by going to bgcnj.org/relief.
Eye on Real Estate, New York's longest-running show on real estate, answers everyone's questions, even if you live in California.
Are you calling from L.A.?
Yes, I am.
Dottie Herman, CEO and president of Douglas Elliman Real Estate, and her expert team will help you through the ins and outs of property ownership.
We have great listeners, a great audience, and a great team of professionals.
Call with your questions, 866-970-9622, every Saturday morning starting at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com. It's the Friday Funnies on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
You ever picture different people playing Hamlet? Say, to be or not to be, like Stallone?
Oh, Stallone.
Mel Gibson just did Hamlet. Pretty good, I hear.
It's wonderful, I hear. It's like great to hear, right?
But Stallone, I couldn't
say. Stallone, you could feel like to be or what, you know.
Schwarzenegger walks into the room. I'm back. Watch out, Denmark. Mother, come here. I love you. Big kiss for you. Sorry, you're dead. Look over here. I'm going to do another speech, but first, I'm going to tear through a wall and flex my nipples.
Don't be afraid of me. Don't be afraid.
Yeah. Expect more laughs on the Joe Piscopo Show.
The following segment sponsored by La Frida Meat Incorporated.
Joe on the radio. That's the late, great Robin Williams. He was so quick, man. You know, I always told you this too at the improvisation back in the late 70s, and there was a stage, and it was that little improvisation, 44th and 9th, which is now Don Giovanni's restaurant. And as you stand on the stage, to your right was the fire exit, and it was a door that you would push over, and God forbid a fire that put a fire exit there. So I would be on stage, I'd be emceeing, and the door would knock. I've told you this before, from the outside, you would hear a knock on the door. So now you're middle, you got a couple hundred people in there, if that, in the improv, and it's a Saturday night, full house, and you go, oh, who's at the door? And then I'd open the door. I got to tell you, one of the joys, and I was just starting out in the business, man. If I was 27 years old, 20, maybe I was at that point, I was about 25 years old or whatever it was. And in walks Robin Williams, and he had just done Mork, and he was just Robin, and the place would go crazy. It was so exciting. They've never done a book. They've never done a movie. They've never done a television special to capture the late 70s comedy scene in New York City. Robin on stage, man, walking in, and then, you know me, and now he's a West Coast guy, I was an East Coast guy. And he was so funny and gracious and giving on stage. He would do a million voices, but he would step back and allow you to do a little joke, you know, a little something to the audience. God's fondest memories. And then as we went to Saturday Night Live, our favorite host of all time, due respect to all the hosts, was Robin Williams. Just Robin was just like, oh, I mean, he was just brilliant and wonderful and so warm. And when you talk to Robin Williams, I remember he and I did that Bud Light commercial, the Bud Light Power, where we had to go out to a Long Island skating rink to shoot it. And it was, we left about 4:30 in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning, because it was the only time we get the rink to shoot this thing for a film piece that was later to be shown Saturday night. Robin and I, in a limo, going out, the LIE, going out to this long run. As gentle, as warm an individual, Robin Williams, as anyone I've ever met. Just an honor to know. What a great, great man. And he just feels so bad took his own life like that. Rest in peace, Robin. Your legacy will live on forever. 7:45 with Joe on the radio on AM 970, The Answer. Albert is here. Hey, Al, I don't want to go to the news.
Honey.
We're in like kind of a gossipy thing. What happened to Aaron Judge's girlfriend got arrested?
I haven't.
Do we need to know that? Is it true?
I don't think we really need to know it in everything that's going on right now. But, you know.
I mean, so where was that? Locally? Was that in L.A.? Do we know what happened there?
Aaron Judge. This is TMZ, so I'm sure it is 100% accurate.
It generally is, though. TMZ is really accurate, actually, huh?
Was a DUI arrest in February, apparently. This is not recent.
So what are they talking about?
It's a police
now?
Because
and
they
I,
obtained.
And hate that they even talk
it was
about
in Arizona.
It was in Arizona, and apparently it's police video that was obtained by TMZ Sports. And apparently she said to the cops, they pulled her over around midnight on February 25th. They spotted her driving without her headlights on. She says she admitted to an officer she drank 2 glasses of wine at Mastro's Steakhouse before getting behind
God
the wheel.
Forbid.
Cops suspected her being too drunk to drive. They put her through field sobriety tests, administered a breathalyzer. They said she bombed the test, blew a .12. They put the cuffs on her, and the girlfriend, Samantha, said, "Do you understand what you're doing right now?" She said, "I just need to get home. Do you know who my boyfriend is?" And both officers responded with, "Both officers responded with,
when she says, 'Aaron Judge,' I would let her go if I was a cop."
But
even in Arizona,
sorry, right. Yankee fan,
Diamondbacks like fans out there.
But both cops said to her, "We don't know who your boyfriend is," and she said, "This is going to be bad for me. I'm just saying that right now."
Well, I don't want to talk about it, but I saw it. Why does it come out now? What does it matter? Aaron Judge, one of the classiest individuals, clearly in the history of the Yankees, he really is, and I don't even know if he's still with the gal, but they got to put that out. Where was that? Was in TMZ put that out?
I guess when they took her back to the station in a police report, they tested her breath 2 more times, claiming she blew a .169 and a .181. Prosecutors ultimately hit Samantha with 5 charges over the incident, including extreme DUI, which is classified as a blood alcohol content of 0.15 to 0.19. So she's facing jail time if she's convicted. Basically, she's so over the limit, they're claiming, that she's a detriment to others, she could face jail time.
All right. But that's February. Who knows? I mean, really, we got more problems to worry about. I'm sorry, even. But thank you, Al. I'm sorry.
You're welcome.
I even brought it up. Hey, Joe on the radio.
Why don't you let Frank talk again? And I won't interrupt.
No. See, I didn't interrupt you there. Well, I rarely interrupt.
That's all right.
Hey, Frank, this is a wild story, dude. What about Khashoggi's son pardons killers? This is all the headline I see. The son of slain Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi says he and his siblings forgive his father's killers? What is this? Khashoggi posted a statement on Twitter that this is talking about bizarre stories, saying they pardon those who killed Jamal Khashoggi. And he didn't just get killed.
Yeah, dismembered. Yeah.
Oh, man. What is this?
Forgive and forget.
He said the act of forgiveness comes during the holy month of Ramadan. But, I mean, do you really? I mean, can we?
Would you? As a Christian, if your significant other or father or whatever was smacked
I'm
up?
I'm a big believer in forgiveness. That was Jesus' number one, motto.
Turn the other cheek.
Exactly, right? And you remember, Pope John Paul II, he actually forgave and prayed with the guy that tried to assassinate him.
Never figured that out. God bless him.
I suspect this is...
You couldn't hear what the Pope was saying to the killer. He was saying, I swear to God, you touching me one more time, I swear to God, I'll rip your throat out. You understand that? I know people. I will call Sicily, you will be done. Don't ever do it again.
I will call Sicily.
I suspect, Joe, this is less about...
Get on the blower.
This is less about the spirit of forgiveness and doing right by Allah.
Yeah, that's what I'm suspecting.
I suspect this is about the large, large financial payment that the Saudi government has paid the Khashoggi family.
Boom, as usual, Frankie Five Boroughs on the money. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
They're in Saudi Arabia, apparently, if you forgive your transgressor, it gives them a legal reprieve, right? So these five government agents who'd been sentenced to death.
Joe's now moving to Saudi Arabia.
Right, Joe doesn't do anything that's worthy of the death penalty, even in Saudi Arabia, right? No. But so these five government agents that had been sentenced.
Saudi Arabia.
Right. These five government agents that had been sentenced to
a lot
death.
Of sand there.
They're now off the hook. They no longer get the death penalty. Now, you can imagine the millions of dollars that Khashoggi's son got from the Saudi government. They paid him off. They paid him off to let his father's killers off the hook. I mean, I'm sure there's some semblance of truth to this, it's the spirit of forgiveness, but I have a feeling that money made it a lot easier to forgive.
Probably. So we're off the air. We got to go to break. I know. We're off the air.
We're on the air.
And I'm bothering you. No. When we're off the air earlier, and I'm bothering Al making funny mic sounds, and he goes like this. He goes, Jesus. And I go, exactly, Al. It's all about Jesus. Praise Jesus, Al. Were you calling the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Albert? Is that what that was?
No, I was not. I was not. I got a busy signal.
You would get a busy signal. Sorry. Leave a message.
Sorry, your call can't be completed as dialed. Please try again,
leave
sinner.
Leave a message, my son.
No, but somehow it said sinner at the end of it. I don't know.
7:51 with Joe on the radio. And Susie's in for Debbie Duhaime doing a great job on the roads right here on AM 970, The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Sunny skies and 57 degrees in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. Checking traffic, alternate side is in effect today. An accident on the Grand Central westbound near Union Turnpike is still being cleared. A crash on the northbound Gowanus at 7th Avenue in the right lane. And the Gowanus north on that stalled bus by 38th Street, that is still in the left lane. Heavy delays on the east side on the FDR southbound from the RFK Triborough Bridge down to 71st Street with a left lane accident. Inbound George, Lincoln, and Holland, 5 minutes apiece. So far, so good this morning on the Garden State Parkway in both directions. Minor accidents in Mamaroneck on the New England Thruway north and at 18A. And watch out for an accident, Justin. This is 684 southbound, just south of exit 9 for Route 84. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerone on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Balance of Nature. Balance of Nature, not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. Balance of Nature is just natural food in a vegetarian capsule. I keep telling you this. Tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. Now, you know, when you call 800-246-8751, you know what you can ask for? Your own health coach. at no additional charge, because we want you to live a healthy life. Call your personal health coach. Discuss any questions and concerns you have. This is a tremendous service from the Howard family to your family. Doesn't cost you anything. 800-246-8751. And if you order Balance of Nature now and get any new preferred order of Balance of Nature, you get free shipping and you get 35% off. The best defense against any virus, and this is not a clinical claim, everybody knows this, the best defense about getting sick, virus, scratchy throat, allergies, is your own strong immune system. And that's one thing you just plain don't hear out there anymore. All these doctors have everything to say. All the science, these scientists tell you what we're doing wrong. What, don't touch your face. Don't do this. You need a strong immune system. And the way you do it in the most healthy way of ways is it's taking in fruits and vegetables, because within those fruits and vegetables are the things that build up your immune system, the antioxidants that fight the free radicals in your body. Don't get me started. I know all about this. That's why I love Balance of Nature. That's why I am on this Balance of Nature journey with Frank and Al and Debbie. We want you to be too. 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com. Now more than ever, please remember the discount code, The Answer.
Chris Tessine, veteran and former paratrooper, has teamed up with Jason Green, owner of Medicare Solutions and MagnaFlood, to help business owners open and restart their businesses after COVID-19. If you're a business owner, you know how important it is to get the economy back on track. That means opening our doors while finding a way to keep our customers and ourselves safe and healthy. That's where Medicare Solutions comes in. Medicare Solutions can provide your business with a touch-free biometric scanner. It's called the Checkpoint. Even if they're wearing a mask, all the customer needs to do is look into the screen. Easy, effective, and most importantly, safe. Medicare Solutions. Let's get the economy back on track. For more information, call 929-800-4205. That's 929-800-4205 today. Let's get America back to work.
Your employees and customers have new expectations when it comes to cleanliness. Cintas has the products and services you need to feel prepared. A trained Cintas technician can apply disinfectant and sanitizer spray to common surfaces. And we'll keep you well stocked with gloves, face masks, hand sanitizer, and disinfectant wipes, professional cleaning supplies, and PPE. Just a few ways Cintas can help you keep your business safe. Visit Cintas.com and get ready for the workday.
We understand that these are uncertain times, and while we are all looking for answers, we know many of you are also looking for help. That's why Liberty Mutual is automatically refunding a portion of our customers' personal auto insurance premiums. We're also offering flexible payment options for those who have been financially affected by the crisis. In these uncertain times, we want you to know we are here to help. Learn more about what Liberty Mutual is doing at libertymutual.com/COVID-19.
It's the Friday Funnies on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
My friends took me hiking, and when we got to the lake, there was a kayak. Kayaks are now on my list. I don't even, what is it? Is it a canoe for people with no friends? Mine didn't move. I'm not too big. The kayak is too small. They had to pull me out like a champagne cork. We got him.
Expect more laughs on the Joe Piscopo Show.
John Panette, the late, great John Panette, 756. Joe Lundberg's out there looking out for you. Joey, how we doing weather-wise? It looks like a pretty good weekend for Memorial Day, yes?
Overall, I mean, the clunkers tomorrow. A storm comes in at us from the south and west, so we get some showers basically tonight and into tomorrow, but then they go away. It's dry for Sunday and Monday, cool, but dry with some sun. We're upper 60s on Sunday and maybe near 70 Monday.
All right, here's how I gauge my day. I talked to you, Joey, and I gauge my day like this. So you're looking today pretty much up to 70-ish, 73-ish?
Yeah, and
okay,
dry.
Then we have rain
late afternoon.
Yeah, rainy. Okay, so I can get the bike right in. Okay, that's all I'm asking.
So, yeah.
Because tomorrow, rainy all day, right? And then
Often on rain showers. I mean, if it's an all-day rain, but it can rain at any time it wants to tomorrow. Just kind of a low overcast. Just kind of a, I don't want to say miserable day, but it's not going to be a great day weather-wise tomorrow.
And Memorial Day, not so bad, you're saying, huh?
Well, yeah, Memorial Day looks good. By the way, the balance of nature allergy forecast today, moderate levels. Tree pollen, again, one of our big primary allergens.
Well done, Joe Lundberg. We appreciate it so much, my friend. Thank you so much. Hey, big announcement coming up after the 8 o'clock hour. Commissioner James Hendon, Commissioner of the New York City Department of Veterans Affairs. We got a big announcement that we are proud to make on the program. Jeffrey Lyons is going to join us, as Mike Gallagher is going to join. Dr. Stephen Greer at 9 o'clock. Bill Donahue as well. And you with Frank and Alan, Debbie and Joe on AM 970, The Answer.